People have been coming up to me since learning that I would be speaking tonight, telling me that they know that I'll do a good job. They had, in the past, heard me speak and have told me that I've done well. And it feels good to be praised for your efforts, doesn't it? Naturally, this builds confidence. And when I'm told that I've done something well, I can't help but feel a little pride. Have you ever felt the same way? Have you done something well and known it? Proverbs 11:2 teaches us, "When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom." Have you ever found in your own life a time when your pride caused your downfall? I myself am a good test taker. I do well in school. I don't normally study nor do homework. I feel that confident enough in my own knowledge to get a good grade based on my test taking. And I recently took an EMT class, and afterwards, though the instructor and countless other people who have worked in the field have told me to take the computerized test immediately following the class, I trusted in my own skills and my own intellect. And I thought, I don't need to take it right now, I'll take it later. It's been 2 years since I took the class, and I recently just took the test this summer. I failed, and I failed badly. It was a lesson in humility. Many of you may share similar stories. When we learn about David and Goliath, Goliath was a man who was confident in his own abilities, like I was. He did not have a humble heart towards God. His pride in his own abilities caused him to challenge any of the Israelites. And his pride led to his downfall in the form of David, a man who had humbled himself before God. Please open your Bibles to James 4, verses 6 through 10. That's James 4, 6 through 10. But he gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, then, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning, and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Now imagine you wanted to create an ant farm, simply to, as many of us have pets, just for enjoyment of company. And you create this ant farm. You find ants and place them inside, along with a supply of food, and everything they need to not only survive, but to flourish. You nurture and breed them until one insignificant ant, whom has become very successful with health, food, and home, starts praising itself and its own merits. Can you believe that? To think this tiny ant has been given every opportunity by you. This ant thinks it's done by its own hand? You created this ant farm. And it is only because of you want it that it has flourished. You could just as easily crush this ant with your finger or demolish the entire ant farm with very little effort. And yet, you are not given credit for what you've done for this ant. How does that make you feel? How do you think God feels when we don't humble ourselves to him and essentially do the same thing? Please turn to 1 Peter 5, verses 5 through 6. That's 1 Peter 5, 5 through 6. Young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility towards one another, because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Humility is defined as a modest or low view of one's own importance, humbleness. An antonym for humility is pride. Pride is something that we all feel at some point or another. Humans have shared this flaw for thousands of years. In fact, Greek theater had entire plays dedicated to the theme of hubris or excessive pride. I'll now read Luke 18, verses 9 through 14. That's Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before the Lord. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Greek tragedy looked at pride as a downfall to a character leading to his or her doom. God looks at pride in much the same way. So what do we do then? Accept pride as being part of our nature? We have an example for how to live our lives. God sent us Christ Jesus to die for our sins, but also to suffer all the temptations and flaws that we suffer. And yet, he was perfect, leading a life to emulate. I'll now read Philippians 2, verses 3 through 11. That's Philippians 2, 3 through 11. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that in name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus humbled himself to the will of God. It seems difficult, doesn't it? You may be thinking, sure, emulate Jesus. Easy for you to say, but he was perfect. It came so easy to him. If so, I would urge you to humble yourself before God, because through him, all things are possible. I'll now read Philippians 4, verse 6. Philippians 4, verse 6 reads, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." And I'll repeat that. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. If any of you would like to come before God and humble yourselves tonight, be raised into baptism to live with Christ Jesus, please come forward now as we stand and sing. All to Jesus.